In the Upanishads, it has been described that in the age of Kali, the only means of deliverance from this material bondage is to chant the holy name of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord specifically indicates this particular mantra, which is known as Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Says, Iti Shorashaka Nam Nam, Koli Kalmasha Nashanam. These 16 names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These 16 names, Shorashaka Nam Nam, Koli Kalmasha Nashanam, is the perfect means to become free from the contaminating effect of the age of Kali. There are four ages. Time moves in cycle. Just as a second comes after a second, minute comes after a minute, this way it moves in cycle, then the longer duration of time is in months, years, and one of the highest calculation of time or cycle of time is yuga. And these yugas have four phases. The first yuga is called Satya Yuga, then Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and Kali Yuga. In Satya Yuga, people are very pious. They're almost pure. Their contamination, due to their entanglement with the material nature, was very, very faint, very little. Then in Treta Yuga, in the next yuga, people become little more contaminated. Then in Dwapar Yuga, they become even more contaminated or sinful. And in the age of Kali, people are most sinful, most contaminated, most polluted. So, this is the influence of time. It cannot be avoided. It cannot be. General influence is inevitable. In the age of Kali, people are naturally fallen, naturally sinful, naturally degraded. How do we understand the extent of the sin? The indication of the influence of sin is in meat eating, intoxication, drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, hashish, taking drugs. So these are the effects of intoxication. Illicit sex, prostitution, and gambling. So these are the four categories of sins generating from these four activities: meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. In Satya Yuga, people did not indulge in these activities. No one ate meat, no one took intoxication, no one indulged in illicit sex, and there was no gambling. It's not that no one did that, but in the civilized world, no one did that. If somebody wanted to indulge in these activities, he was allowed to stay in the forest. Yes, live in the forest, eat meat as much as you want, just like an animal. But you have to kill the animal, and that's how you have to eat the meat. Same with intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. In the civilized world, in the civilized human society, these activities were not prevalent. In Treta Yuga, one leg of dharma, dharma stands on four legs. They are austerity, mercy, cleanliness, and truthfulness. As the legs of dharma break, these sinful activities appear. When austerities disappear, meat eating began. In Treta Yuga, this leg of dharma got broken. The first leg of dharma, or first pillar of dharma on which dharma stands, austerity was broken. And then in Dwapar Yuga, another leg got broken. And that was the leg of mercy. And as a result of that, intoxication became prevalent. People started to indulge in intoxication. Then, at the end of the upper yuga, the third leg of dharma got broken. And that is cleanliness. And as a result of that, illicit sex, immoral activities, indulgence in immoral relationship started. So in this way, when Kali Yuga began, or by the end of Dwapar Yuga, the three legs of dharma were broken. Austerity, mercy, and cleanliness. In this age of Kali, dharma is standing only on one leg. That's truthfulness. And that leg also is dwindling. So in this way, in the age of Kali, we run the risk of almost total destruction of dharma. Because when the four pillars are broken, in place of those four pillars, four sinful activities appear, and those are the legs of adharma. Adharma thrives on meat-eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. And in this age, very systematically, Kali establishes adharma. And we can see how these four sinful activities are becoming prevalent. Even some years ago, about 50, 60 years ago, these activities were considered to be extremely abominable. May not be in the West, but in India, understanding was very clear. Meat eating was bad. Any kind of non-vegetarian food, intake of non-vegetarian foodstuff was bad. Intoxication was considered to be bad. Illicit sex was unheard of. Unthinkable. And gambling. But within this last 20, 30 years, we can see that these activities have become so prevalent, so prominent everywhere. Why? Because Kali is promoting these sinful activities. Kali's business is to remove dharma, drive dharma away, and establish adharma. Therefore, another name of Kali is Adharma Bandhu, the friend of adharma. And by promoting these activities, Kali is establishing adharma. But Krishna said, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharataha abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijammaham. Whenever there is a decline in religious principles and increase of irreligiosity, then in order to re-establish dharma, I come from time to time. So in order to rectify this situation, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna came, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, came as a devotee and established the process of dharma in this age. And that is Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Namaiva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatirannatha. In the age of Kali, besides chanting the holy name of the Lord, Harir Nama, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way for deliverance. In this way, there are many statements in the scriptures that indicate that this is the only means for deliverance in the age of Kali. Kalir doshe nidhe rajan, asti hi eko mahan guna, kirtanadeva krishnasya, mukta sanga parang brajet. Although the age of Kali is an ocean of sinful activities. Kalir doshe nidhe rajan. But asti hi eka mahan guna. This age has a great advantage, a great benefit. Mahan guna. Kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga parang brajet. Just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can become free from material bondage, mukta sanga. It also has described, as I mentioned a little while ago, chanting of the 16 names of the Lord is the only way for deliverance in this age. It has also been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, or forecasted, that Krishna would come in this age, Krishna Varnang Tisha Krishnam. Krishna will come in this age assuming a golden complexion. Tisha Akrishnam Sangha Pangasta Kapashadam. He would come along with his associates, entourage. And he will establish a very special kind of yajna, sacrifice. And that is Sankirtan Yajna. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayair. He will establish a very special kind of yajna known as Sankirtan Yajna, and Yajanti hi Sumedhasaha. Those who are intelligent, not only intelligent, Sumedhasaha, those who are extremely intelligent, they will worship Krishna through this chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. That's why in ISKCON we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You have seen everywhere, whether in the temple or out away from the temple, we chant the holy name. And we promote, we tell everybody to follow the principles, four principles. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki.